Perturbé par un bourdonnement, tu lèves les yeux. Une enseigne lumineuse vole au-dessus de toi. Flanquée de milliers d'ailes de papillons, elle dit, de sa bouche glossée cerise noire, « Vous êtes sur le point d'être touché par un monde qui vous rendait si sceptique. » Tu es dans ton quartier. Si tu as une vue dégagée et paisible, rajoute des immeubles qui t'encerclent, t'empêchent de voir l'horizon. Tu es seul. Si quelqu'un entre dans la même rue où tu te trouves, tu es obligé de croiser cette personne de très près. Il n'y a pas d'issue. Tu vas devoir frôler son corps. Nux, grandissons avec ça dans le bide, qu'on soit bourge ou pauvre. Toi, qui as grandi avec des quartiers de bourges dans le bide, tu réalises maintenant que tu ne peux plus crier et que tu vois au bout de la rue des êtres sortir des vapeurs, des bouches, des goûts. Elks grogne. Elks arrive.
Free from your imaginary, they have never wished to turn into women. They are creatures, one of their own imagination. The demons are what? They are what they want now.
Squeeze us to scream, to shout, to shout, to shout, to shout. Who has no anger will not live. Who has no anger will not live. Fabricious girls come out of the paper. Squeeze us to scream, to shout, to shout. Who has no anger when God lives? Who has no anger will not live?
Elk s'avance pour Nux. Elks nous sert à en hurler. Là, où vous avez préféré nous museler. Elks crie cette phrase qui te terrorise, petit bourgeois, qui annonce le début de notre monde. Qui n'a pas de colère ne vivra pas. Tu viens d'entrer là où les créatures ne sont plus les tiennes, où ta voix ne s'entend plus. Où tu appelles l'air en vain.
We aren't you the friendly? Wir sind nicht benutzerfreundlich. Administrating people, Menschen verwalten, egoisch, selfish terror. The pain is flavor, meine Liebe Comfort. Make up a new blood, a new love.
System.
system of it.
Daphné, ses gogo boots t'envoient en pourpre shoot.
It's a little fancy.
Into your bobo suit, straight to ether orbit. Your dream faint in the cyprine, lost your supreme. Dead to the world, why to the conquered cities drove to starvation. You forgot city never sleep though, end of your tour now. No stars intervention. Unleash the Kraken. I lick and I let you vanish, I'm wet. The moon also sweat. Squirt on pussy pelmet. Warm against each other. Acting together. Far from your patriarchal behavior. We left competition to your pals. Oh, are you choking, patriarchs? Ta vie s'évanouit. Tu rêves de Cyprine, mais t'as pas compris. Elle est à nous, girls. On mouille plus pour toi. Détrôné, c'est fini pour toi. T'as trop fricoté avec le patriarcat. Scooby-dooby-da. Plus que la baisse des enfers. Ta mère, c'est avec nous qu'elle va se la faire. Faites les heures sans ce lentex. Bande entre nous, ça flambe.
The air is only halfway through, but we feel it. Our world stinks. Pegasus wears a glittering headpiece that changes shape according to her moods and her environment. An ornament that assumes its strangeness and sometimes intimidating functions. Part of her hair is arranged in several pompons spread inside the half circle formed by the headpiece. The rest is woven into several braids which end in shiny tips. She wears a translucent dress that vibrates with a slightly fluffy scale pattern. Impossible to decide if it feels like a shell or a plumage. Transparency confuses Pegasus' body and her dress. Since a few days, Pegasus' movements are less supple, less widespread. She gets closer to the statues and seems to dry to their shadows. The dress has shrunk on her body. Her headpiece still shines, but now she tells us that the stones that adorn it are fake. Why justify herself? What is it, Pegasus? Her dress overstates her, does not understand her. They no longer move together. No longer reflects the turmoil of the scales that dry up. The body veil of Pegasus seems rough, breakable, like the one of the stuffed animals. The girls surround Pegasus and hum a stormy melody to irrigate Pegasus. In full breath, they hear the public opinion shouting, "Souls, why doesn't Pegasus shine anymore? She looks like a shredded straw bale. Her scales stink, her skin stinks, she scares us." The public opinion is almost crying. The sentimental disgust bent Pegasus. Her tall body has huddled. Even her buffalo shoes seem to decompensate. She heard the public opinion. She has resisted so much before, but this time the words forced in. The girls gather around her. "Pegasus, don't flinch. Don't become their undead. Your life is not theirs." Pegasus gets worse this time. Her dress engulfs her. She now looks like the bird covered in oil. The public opinion is shocked. "We don't want to see these birds of misery anymore. We have seen enough. She makes us feel bad. We are afraid. Help us, help us." And the public opinion cries while pressing the palms of their hands very hard on their eyes. And Medusa chokes. Blindfolds are a bad augury. Medusa taught the girls to laugh and cry with their eyes wide open, to not turn to stone, to watch and deal with the petrifying powers, and to scream, to stop, to burst, to girls. But now Medusa chokes. Medusa will not swallow the discomfort of the public opinion, won't swallow the gilt-knitted sex cover that hides their disgust from others. Medusa chokes because they refuse to swallow those who make Pegasus suffer. The girls are about to petrify when they remember Medusa's advice. They burst. Laugh in the body of public opinion that whines with palms pressed into their eyes, all pressure to weep. The girls point at them. The public opinion doesn't see their pointing fingers but hear them roared with laughter. Then the hesitation. Cover your eyes or bandage your ears. Laughter wins. You won't be able to ignore us for long. Then Medusa smiles slightly. Air enters through the corners of their lips and gives them the strength to burst out laughing and spit out the petroleum hates onto the appalled public opinion. Let's all very loud and fall into each other's arms. The girls almost choke on their laughter. Drool. Medusa likes people who drool with laughter. They find the air of laughter. They look at our eruptive beings, to be of those that live with the weavings of the world, to encourage us to the power of laughter, which engages us in the here and attaches us in the now. This morning you have breakfast outside of everything. Nice view, good disposition, in your privileged position. There, unwrapped from the others because you wanted relentlessly to protect yourself, you choke yourself. But maybe we don't slap you on your back this time. We let you call the air in vain. We let you asphyxiate this morning. To feel how rare the air can be for you too. We absorb the air you no longer consume and laugh. When you change, if you change, there will be more air. so maybe we will laugh at the same time, or even together. But right now, Medusa makes you choke. Their tentacles touch us all, you two who eat in your 10-star tower. You cough, touched by all. The girls look at Pegasus, who has regained air since the public opinion is choking. She gets up, is reached by a tentacle and follows it to join Medusa. They stand in front of the public opinion. At the sight of them, the stunned public opinion opens its mouth slightly, allowing the air to enter and stop the spasm and swallow the poison mucus. Pegasus bends over slightly, holds back her braids with one hand, places the other on Medusa's shoulder. Medusa spreads their serpentine hair and together spit. In front of them, spew on the ground a half circle, spot after spot. The slime separates us. It disgusts you. And it's normal. It's a spell as old as the world to prevent the passage. We don't want to embody your dominant bodies that serve only to crush others. We spit. But the circle is not complete. We will not isolate ourselves. We need to see you choke, to keep the right distance to hit you, and maybe one day slap you on your back.
Vibrators, girls, come out of the vapors. Speak, exhume. Squeeze us to scream, to shout. Who has no anger will not leave. Who has no anger will not leave.
Les girls et Pegasus se resserrent. Leurs épaules se touchent, se pressent. L'excédent d'encre qui les a teintées ressort de leurs pores et forme des fils gélatineux qui les maintiennent visqueuses les uniques aux autres. Un trémolo les traverse. Il ne vient ni d'un cri, ni d'un rire cette fois. C'est d'une caresse, une pression puissante qui se répand des yeux, des mains, du bout des tétons, des plis des lèvres. De leur caresse naît cet amour tentaculaire qui est contact, différent pour chacune X d'entre elles. We touch, get closer by sensuality. Smooth or strong, the range of caressing is vast. It can be explored endlessly. Notre contact rapproche nos sens. Et hors du langage oppressif, we create a society. D'un orgasme puissant et collectif, des tentacules sortent de l'épaisseur des corps. Elles serpentent vers Pegasus, s'enroulent langoureusement autour d'elle. L'aspire. Pegasus s'abandonne et retrouve Médusa en haut d'une falaise. Des vagues s'éclatent et le soleil se couche.
Tu m'as demandé si je croyais en l'horizon.
I wasn't popular, that's why.
Don't take it so la 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 lightly. It was the cutest question someone ever asked me. I knew I will fall in love with you.
But you
you didn't.
That's true.
Why?
Evidence, my love. Lack of evidence. I couldn't trust one sentence to be the true one. Evidence, my love. Lack of evidence.
Tu m'as demandé si je croyais en l'horizon. It was the cutest question someone ever asked me. I knew I would fall in love with you.
Will I ever dance again?
I don't know. Your dirty feet are stuck in the nylon.
Alors je t'en prie, déchaîne mon cœur et rappelle-toi, mes poumons s'élargissent quand je te vois. Je respire mieux, la clope ne dépose plus rien. Le goudron se craque, poussière, je crache des flammes, of course tu m'ignores.
Je veux des chansons sucrées, que ça dégouline au soleil, qu'on reste coulé à la fin du slow. Qu'on suce les enduits, qu'on s'éponge sans cesse, que mes cheveux claquent sur ta poitrine, que tu m'empoignes les fesses. Manque de me lâcher, que je doive m'accrocher à ton bassin, faire une pince avec mes jambes, me lâche pas. Je colle et glisse pour toi.
It was the cutest question.
J'adore cette arène. Les boules disco. Il nous en a fallu beaucoup. Personne nous regarde. Faites que personne nous regarde.
Ma bitch is a bad bougie.
Cuisine en crotte de terre aussi.
Reload après t'avoir servi.
Pâle pour tes blagues sexy.
Ma bitch is a bad bougie. Cuisine en crotte de terre aussi. Reload après t'avoir servi. Pâle pour tes blagues sexy.
Le patriarcat s'étouffera cette année en revêtant son foulard de soie. Ce poème aussi long que l'enfer. Harry Potter ou Party Pooper, c'est toi qu'on explosera le flanc à cette vieille fête des rois.
Tu dis que je ne suis pas matière à faire des carats.
Mais ta couronne détonne avec celle de la
patronne. Suive mon bail. Plus rien nous enlève. Laisse. Plus rien nous enlève. Best suit and go modelette.
Put on your best suit and go modelette.
Medusa cuddle Pegasus, they wet the floor, make me drip. How fluid are not for you?
Medusa cuddle Pegasus, make me drip the floor, make me drip.
How fluid are not for you anymore?
Spit strokes structures from your civilization's gender.
From your civilization's gender.
L'opinion publique, qui est toujours au courant de tout, n'aime pas nous voir fouiller dans le passé et repenser l'histoire. Alors, il condamne.
I know. I know that you don't know what you think you know. I know. I know that you don't know what you think you know.
Mais cette fois, Pegasus, Médusa et les girls sont en train de baiser. Yelix n'entendent rien. Depuis le rivage où Yelix se trouve, leur amour vibre et se répand grâce au vent. Des créatures ensevelies entendent et sont attirées. Elle se détache des insultes, des vies solitaires contraintes par l'opinion publique. Elle s'approche. Alors les girls ensemble courbent leur dos, forment un pont qui leur permet à tous de traverser, de les rejoindre.
Masturbara volita, absilicon. Medusa masturbara. Silicone, rabbit bullet, silicone.
masturbate with silicone, up six silicone, rabbit bull out plus silicone, arrows and silicone. Medusa masturbate, hot plus silicone, volita, up silicone, rabbit bull silicone, masturbate volita, up soft silicone, rabbit bull hot plus silicone, up silicone, arrows and silicone.
L'opinion publique crie au scandale. Leur enfant, l'ordre public, est menacé par ce genre d'histoire. Il ne peut plus s'endormir. En bon patriarche, l'opinion publique réagit et appelle son instance favorite, designée pour ce type d'attaque.
You call le 117, ringtone, no answer.
Ringtone,
no answer. You see angry girls gathering around you. You wish now Medusa will turn you into stone. No more need to apologize.
That's what statues do.
And that's why we hate them, hate them, hate them. After all the bravery that too tired to stand in front of us and face her story.
You call le 117. You call le 117.
Ringtone, ringtone, ringtone.
No one answer. Ringtone, ringtone, ringtone. No one answer. Ringtone, ringtone, ringtone. No one answer. Ringtone, ringtone, ringtone.
Someone answer.
It's Pegasus. You don't recognize her voice. You don't understand. She's not listening to your complaints. Her suave voice turns you on. Her words annoys you, piss you off, and excites you. You get her gnarled on by calling the cops. Dear, how is that feeling now? She doesn't want you. You can die, choked by your racist, sexist, and transphobic jokes. We laugh, but you can't. You feel trapped. T'as que flétri comme seul ami. Come to me. Seul dans ta main, ta mal seul. Tes mots seuls peuvent changer ton attitude, man. Ça te fera pas de mal. Quitte les mâles. Come to me. Cut the flag. Don't call the cops. Don't call the cops. You thought you solved it all.
but except walls, what have you built so far? Ostrance is not a knowledge, neither a word we share. It's in our skin, the one you keep carving. But together we heal, and there is nothing you can do about it. We look at Medusa and drill your gaze. No one forced us, someone advised us. It comes from inside us, and that drives you mad. No one forced us, someone advised us. It comes from inside us, and that drives you mad.
Our secret, rage, love, and new stories. Vous êtes de la lignée des Thomas les sceptiques, touchés pour y croire et ainsi rendre réel. Vous ne toucherez pas, dit-on au Marie-Madeleine.
Les femmes n'ont pas à participer au réel, qu'elles y croient. Quelle erreur! Ouh, quelle erreur! D'abord, nous ne sommes pas que des femmes. Ensuite, notre ralliement et nos croyances vous ont dépassé. Grâce à vous, nous ne doutons plus de l'horreur de ce monde. Quant à toi, qui touche en croyant que tout est à ta portée, tu toucheras aussi notre monde, le rendras réel malgré toi.
Mais la manière dont tu le toucheras sera notre décision cette fois. La manière dont tu le toucheras nous appartiendra. Pense à nous quand tu t'étoufferas, tu feras.
We were called social plague, infectious succubus. So we have pledged to poison your lifestyle, your heart, your stories, your money. Squid on her skirt, we chase the cops. Vanilla fart on their shirt. Some of us had to learn to feel the anger. You also took that from us. We had to realize that anger, rage, are feelings that must not consume us. Nous ne ravalerons plus notre colère. Nous ne laisserons plus personne brûler vive. Mets ton corps à toi, patriarche. Est intouchable, qui te frappera alors dans le dos quand tu t'étoufferas? Get ready for an indigestion. You're not used to swallow. Drop your gun. Get rid of your privileges and swallow your sexist, racist, classist, validist, transphobic society. You're still choking on the last piece. Let's see. Oh, it's shame stalks into your larynx. Shame is good for you, but guilt is useless to us. So feel ashamed a bit. You might get smaller and take less place for a while. C'est bien. Mâche ta honte si besoin. Et avale encore une fois. Swallow again now. Swallow again now.